Everyone, it's Rob. Rob out in Vegas still. For those of you who've been following the blog, you've probably noticed I haven't blogged in about 3 or 4 days. Basically what happened is Claire showed up on Friday and I just got lazy. We just got, you know, we did a lot of stuff and, you know, rather than get up and waste about 2 hours blogging, which is about how long it took. Every time I wrote one of those long-ass blogs, it took about 2 hours of editing and writing. Even that look stream of conscious, you know, and largely it is. Yeah, so I got to read it once through and post it. My connection was slow, and sometimes I'd have to repost it. So anyway, it took about 2 hours every time. And since Claire was here, I didn't really want to waste 2 hours a day blogging, especially since only probably a handful of you are reading it. But anyway, that's what's happening with the blog. I probably will pick back up tomorrow. Obviously, I'm not going to remember everything from every big hand that happened the last few days, so I'll just touch upon the major ones and summarize. Right now, I'm actually at the Palms Hotel at a Brendan Theaters movie theater. I'm about to check out Tron Legacy in IMAX 3D. I was planning to see that on an opening day, but again, Claire showed up on opening day and I totally forgot about that, so that went out the window. She's not really a Tron type person. So I'm here by myself. Theater looks pretty nice from the outside. It's kind of cool. It's in the middle of the, or not in the middle, but in a very busy portion of the Palms Hotel. Originally, I thought it was in the Rio, and I actually took a cab out to the Rio looking for this IMAX theater. Couldn't find it. Finally asked somebody, and they're like, no, that's at the Palms, across the street. And I don't know if I walked it, but I went outside and looked kind of far away, and it's been drizzling. It's actually more of a rain than drizzle now. And yeah, fuck it. I just took a cab, went across the street. So yeah, I'm here and I got here and I missed a showtime for the 6 o'clock show. Next one was at 9. So I bought a ticket for the 9 o'clock show. Walked around for a bit. My feet were actually soaked because of all the rain. I had walked from Excalibur to Hooters for dinner. And it was one of those rains where it didn't look like it was that bad, so you can walk in it. But then you walk in it, and then you regret doing it, because it was a little worse than you thought. And you hit puddles and whatnot, and my shoes are made out of canvas, or, you know, suede kind of canvas. I don't know, can't really tell. I guess they're suede. But they got kind of wet. And at first, I didn't mind it, but now my socks are thoroughly wet, and it's not a good feeling. So I actually went to a gift shop here at the Rio, bought a pair of $10 socks just because it's just so annoying to walk around in these wet socks. I was going to swap them out there in the store, but realized that if I did, they would just get wet again. So what I'm going to do is wait till I get in the theater and take off my shoes and let them kind of air out for a couple hours and put on my new socks, and hopefully that'll take care of that. But other than that, I played a little bit of poker to kill some time. Normally don't like to do those kind of sessions because I don't like to end my sessions down anytime, even if it's not my fault. And you know, if you're in a strict time limit, you have to get up at a certain time. I mean, the movie starts at a certain time, and if I sit down, lose a couple of hands, then I'm going to be stuck, and I'm not going to want to leave. Luckily, that didn't happen. I ended up making $50, cashed out. I'm just hanging out in the theater lobby right now, waiting for the other showing to let out so I can get in there. What else? Oh yeah, right after I bought the socks, I stopped for a little bit to input my spending. I have this little app where I put everything that I buy in Vegas gets put into the spending account on an app on my iPhone. So I stopped to enter that in, and I happened to stop next to a cash machine, one of those redemption machines where you put in a ticket and then it, you know, pays out whatever money you got from a slot machine. And so I was standing right next to it, and I feel this tap on my backpack, and of course I'm paranoid that somebody's trying to rip my backpack off, but I turn around, and it's this like older guy, and he's like pointing at the cash machine. There's a $20 bill in there, and he's like, he just points at me and points to the machine. I think he's like Hispanic or something. He points at me and he points to the machine, and I'm like, oh, okay, I don't even skip a beat. I just reach over there, grab the 20 and say thanks, and take off. And he was like, then he actually spoke, said, hey, is that yours? And I didn't really say anything. I just said thanks and moved on. So anyway, that's it.